This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Delhi is all set to vote today for the 70-member assembly. Voting will take place from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. with over 1.56 crore voters set to cast their ballots for 699 candidates. Counting of votes will take place on Saturday. In view of voting, the Election Commission has directed all general, police and expenditure observers to remain in the field and monitor closely, including in border areas throughout the night. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Governor of Delhi, Vinay Kumar Saxena, has appealed the voters of the national capital to participate in the Festival of Democracy by casting their votes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj today. He will take a holy dip at the Sangam and offer prayers to the Maa Ganga. The Mahakumbh will continue until Mahashivaratri on 26 February. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government has taken slew of measures for the welfare of poor people, resulting in upliftment of 25 crore people from poverty. Replying to the discussion in Lok Sabha yesterday on motion of thanks to the President's address to the joint sitting of the Parliament, the Prime Minister said it has been possible only because of this government's commitment, dedication and hard work. He termed the President's address as inspiring, which strengthens resolve of Viksit Bharat, gives new hope and inspires people.
एक प्रकार से आदरणीय राष्ट्रपति जी का उद्बोधन विकसित भारत के संकल्प को मजबूती देने वाला है, नया विश्वास पैदा करने वाला है और जन सामान्य को प्रेरित करने वाला है.
Prime Minister also recalled various steps which have been taken to provide tax incentives to the middle class.
बीते 10 साल में इनकम टैक्स को कम करके भी हमने मिडिल क्लास की बचत को बढ़ाने का काम किया है. 2013-14 में 2 लाख रुपए पर इनकम टैक्स माफी थी और आज 12 लाख रुपए इनकम टैक्स से मुक्ति.
Later, the House adopted a motion of thanks on the President's address with voice vote. The inflow of foreign direct investments, FDIs, has registered an increase of 26% during the first half of current fiscal when compared to the same period this previous year. As per the provisional estimates of the Reserve Bank of India, the FDI inflow reached to $42.1 billion till September last year. Minister of State for Commerce and Industry, Jitin Prasada, informed this to the Lok Sabha in a written answer yesterday. India has made significant progress in mobile and electronics manufacturing in the last 10 years. In a social media post, Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said that there were only 2 mobile manufacturing units in 2014, and now the country has over 300 units. He added that exports also crossed 1,29,000 crore rupees. The minister highlighted that mobile phone manufacturing in India has generated 12 lakh direct and indirect jobs in the past decade. The Indian Embassy in Libya facilitated the return of 18 Indian nationals from the city of Benghazi. They are scheduled to arrive today. In a social media post, spokesperson of External Affairs Ministry Randhir Jaiswal said that these individuals had travelled to Libya for work and had been stranded for several weeks. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today chaired a security review meeting on Jammu and Kashmir in New Delhi. The meeting was attended by Home Secretary Govind Mohan, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi and other senior officials. Swedish police said about 10 people, including the gunman, were killed during a shooting yesterday at an adult education centre. With a final death toll and a conclusive number of wounded hadn't yet been determined. Sweden's Prime Minister said the tragedy in Örebro is the worst mass shooting in the country's history. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres spokesperson Stefan Dujarric has warned that the shutting down of United States Agency for International Development, USAID, will have an immediate impact on life-saving activities. He said the UN is in touch with various agencies to assess the impact of USAID shutting down. Shuttler Anmol Karb of Haryana continued her impressive run to win gold in women's singles, while Tamil Nadu's K. Satish Kumar claimed the men's singles as well as doubles title at the 38th National Games at Dehradun yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.